Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and welcome to the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, we're going to focus on the idea of love, Christmas love. The idea of really just opening our hearts to all the activity that's going on around us, to open our hearts to God, to open our hearts to the moment, and really be in the spirit of love. Because there's naturally tends to be this dichotomy, this conflict. There's a bah humbug, a Grinch in all of us. And yet each one of us is also this infinite source of love. And that both of those energies, the bah humbug, the Grinch, the I don't want to, the cranky through the holidays, lives right next to the source of this infinite love. And that every Christmas we get to play this dance. And every moment we get to choose, am I going to be the Grinch? Am I going to be the bah humbug? Am I going to be the cranky one? Or am I going to be a source of infinite love? So that's what we're going to focus on today, is loving the places that feel so cranky about Christmas and opening the door to the source of infinite love. So let's begin. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe in, I want you to feel the presence of God that is within you and all around you. I want you to really go deep into the breath. I want you to go deep into love. I want you to go so deep into love that you can really feel the places where you get stuck. The places where you get grinchy, where you get cranky, where you get mad, where you get disappointed and frustrated. Because as we open our hearts to love, its opposite also shows up. When we desire to live in a more loving, peaceful environment, the shadow also shows up. And what if during this Christmas season you made room for your inner Grinch, your inner complainer, your inner disappointment, your inner frustration? And that we even loved right there. So take another deep breath. And I want you to go a little bit deeper. And many times we try to live in one world or the other. We try to live in our good side, our loving side, our kind side. And we don't really want to see anything else. We don't want to see the times when we get cranky or upset. Or grinchy. And so we bounce between those two worlds. We bounce between our kind, happy self and our upset, disappointed, frustrated self. But today I want you to bring both those sides of you together. And I want you to see if love is really enough. Is there enough love in you? Is there enough love in God? Is there enough love in the universe where even your cranky side gets to be loved today? Even your sad, disappointed, frustrated side gets to be loved today? Because that really is the story of the Grinch. The Grinch was cranky. His heart was so small that over and over again, he just got angry and disappointed and felt like a victim to everybody's holiday, to everybody else's experience, to everybody else being happy. And what I want you to see is there's a part of you that is like that. Maybe that there's a part of all of us that's like that, where we just feel put upon or victimized or disappointed or frustrated. And what if today you open the door to infinite love? And that you didn't have to bounce between being naughty or nice. What if all of you got to be loved today? What if all of you gets to feel God? What if every part of you that was created in the image and likeness of God gets to be healed today? See, I think that is the Christmas miracle. That we don't have to be one or the other. That in the presence of enough love, all of us gets to heal. Every sense of separation, every sense of fear, every sense of doubt, every wounded place, every empty place, in the presence of God's love gets to heal today. The affirmation that changed Maya Angelou's life is God loves me. That the whole Christmas story is about God's love for each and every one of us. That is the Christmas miracle. That we are deeply and profoundly loved, but we have to let it in. Maya Angelou had to say that statement over and over again until she could let it in. God loves me. God's love is infinite and God loves me. God loves me. That whatever your behavior is today, God loves you. Whatever your thoughts may be, God loves you. No matter what you're feeling today, no matter what the balance is in your checkbook or the expectation of your employer, or no matter what's going on in your life, God loves you. With an infinite, unconditional love, God loves you. God loves me. Let's own that. God loves me. Even in the times when I feel profoundly unlovable, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. That we live in a universe of infinite love. And all too often we feel unlovable. God loves me. God loves me. I want you to take that into the deepest place in your soul. The place where you felt the most wounded, the most separate, the most unlovable, that God loves me. God loves me. That even the Grinch within us gets to be loved. Even the angry, sad, pathetic, disappointed, frustrated parts of us get to be loved. Because there is infinite love available to us. Infinite love. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Just breathe that in. Take that in. And what if for the rest of this Christmas season, over and over again, you just came back to that thought. You came back to that information. God loves me. God loves me just the way I am. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God loves me. That every aspect of me was created in the image and likeness of God. God loves me. This Christmas, I dedicate all that I am to God, to loving the Lord my God with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my being. God loves me. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season and that you truly feel the power of love this week as you move through this final week before Christmas, that your life is being transformed by the power of love. And so it is. Amen.